For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One good thing about the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who had served in the Bush administration, is that it's brought Republicans together. That, according to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't know many times where Trump and Bush have been saying the same thing. The power of Brett Kavanaugh is he brought our party together from Trump Republicans, Libertarians, Vegetarians, Bush Republicans. We all see in this a good man, bad process that if it's allowed to continue will destroy the judiciary, I think, and turn the country upside down.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team on Friday began to seize the Trump Tower condo owned by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The condo was among the four other listed properties in New York that the special counsel is seeking to seize. Three bank accounts and one life insurance policy are also the target of the forfeiture, according to court documents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Japan, holding talks just before his fourth trip to North Korea. Part of the talks with Japan is having a single voice during the North Korean talks on Sunday.
We'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
Pompeo promised to raise the issue of the abductions of Japanese citizens in his meetings in Pyongyang. Like a scene from a bad horror movie, swarms of large mosquitoes are attacking people in the east. USA's Wendy King explains.
Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
Experts say the so-called flood mosquitoes generally don't carry many diseases. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was found guilty Friday of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon, serving as special prosecutor for the Chicago police shooting case, says the jury's verdict sends a strong message.
The guilty verdict doesn't undo a crime. This verdict holds Jason Van Dyke accountable for his actions. It provides some justice for Laquan McDonald and Tina.
Van Dyke is the first Chicago police officer to be charged with murder since 1980. Kevin Graham, president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, said the conviction will be appealed. Construction is underway on the Gordie Howe International Bridge. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says it's about jobs in Canada, Michigan, and America, but more than that.
It's just not about business. It's the opportunity to ride bikes, to build cultural ties, about educational opportunities. This bridge truly is another great connection between our countries that will only cement a relationship that's gone on for a couple hundred years already and make it stronger and better.
The $4.4 billion bridge expected to be completed by 2024. It's being funded by the Canadian government and will be paid back over the years through tolls. The Windsor-Detroit corridor facilitates almost a quarter of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. A new study suggests that therapy dogs might bring more than comfort to hospitalized kids. They can bring stubborn germs. Doctors in Baltimore have discovered that kids who spent more time with therapy dogs had a 6 times greater chance of getting a superbug bacteria than kids who spent less time with the animals. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.